Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday that feels a hell of a lot like a Friday. I'll be off next week, but I'll have some fine filling devils for me. So, you know, keep tuning in right here each and every weekday. But I wanted to hearken back just for a moment to the last hour and the notable award I gave to Dan O'Donnell, a righty-whitey talk radio host right here in the great state of Wisconsin. D-bag of the day. And there are some other worthy candidates for that award. Certainly Jim Jordan going out and admitting that, you know, a text message that he forwarded onto Mark Meadows, you know, sort of calling for a little insurrection, you know, overturning the Electoral College outcome. Well, that seems like sort of a D-bag move. And, of course, there is the special prosecutor here in the state of Wisconsin. As I mentioned, the Washington Post, top of the page right now, talking about the shambles these election investigations leave the state of Wisconsin in. We've got people threatening to imprison elections commissioners here in the state of Wisconsin, you know, both Democrats and Republicans, for the crime of giving election advice, as is their duty. And what are they really trying to do? Well, they're trying to push good people out. They're trying to chill them. You know, who in the hell needs that sort of a headache? Who wants to be an elections commissioner if you're going to be charged or at least threatened with felonious arrest? Good people don't want that job. Well, that's what Republicans are trying to push forward with. But Dan O'Donnell, and he ties in with that as well. About a year ago, I went up to the Wisconsin State Capitol. I've told the tale of the first time I decorated the Republican Christmas tree, and the Capitol building was only open that morning because there was a committee hearing happening in the assembly and only invited testimony. And the witness was the guy you just heard, Dan O'Donnell. And I would point out, you know, that attitude he takes on his show, that's the same sort of smugness he took giving testimony, you know, about the voting irregularities, because that's what you need a right-wing talk radio host to be an expert on voting irregularities.
He could talk about something that I really, really enjoy and agree with him on, but the way that he talks about it makes me just... You could listen to Marvel movies and watch them all you want, and Iron Man is a really good hero. Like, are you in high school? Are you a mean girl? Because that's the tone he has.
Well, you know, it's not the tone, although, you know, smug. I think I play smug a little better than Dan O'Donnell does. But the fact that he gave testimony, that he is propagating the big lie each and every day. And I mean, he does plenty of god-awful stuff on his radio show. He's anything just short of a blatant racist most days. But Dan O'Donnell literally gave testimony before the elections committee. He had the special prosecutor, Gableman, on his show to roll out the subpoenas. The subpoenas were laid out on right-wing talk radio, not down at the courthouse, on right-wing talk radio. And one other thing of note, Dan O'Donnell's entire family was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And ever since he's, you know, had sort of a particular cause trying to protect the image of those that would show up, you know, just really good touristy kind of people, real patriots, there to support President Trump, not at all there to overturn the electoral outcome, you know, but if it happens, it happens. Well, Dan has sort of mitigated this activity that his, what, family and in-laws took part in. he was quite proud to tell everyone, like I've been telling people I'm going to Vegas. Oh, my whole family, they're in D.C. for the what turned out to be the violent capital insurrection. Well, here's something interesting. Even Republican voters agree that January 6 attackers deserve to be prosecuted. There is some new polling out. Navigator Research revealing that a whopping 3 in 4 Americans are so against the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, they think the actors deserve to be prosecuted. This puts some Republicans in Congress, and maybe Dan O'Donnell, in a difficult position. This survey shows that 61% of Republicans and 77% of independents agree that those who participated in the violence deserve to be arrested and indicted. And I would wonder, what about the 39% of Republicans that don't agree that people that participated in violence deserve to be arrested and indicted? I bet if they were Black Lives Matter protesters, they'd feel that way. A little bit more. These new findings reveal a significant difference between Americans and voters in all parties against elected Republicans and a few righty-whitey talk radio hosts. Reps Louie Gohmert, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene flocked to the Washington jail to investigate the conditions of the facility, attempting to create enough of an uprising that the Capitol attackers would be freed from their harsh conditions. You know, self-described. The silence from the ACLU and Amnesty International is deafening, Gosar said, calling the Capitol attackers political prisoners. Now, Gosar, and we talked about the Bonnie and Clyde, the MAGA Bonnie and Clyde. Well, Steve Bannon, if you recall, to build the wall, they raised some money, and Steve Bannon said he wasn't going to take any money. Yet he took hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he was prosecuted for fraud. Well, that couple that was part of it, and later they became part of organizing the January 6th, they faced down investigators. They came kicking in the doors. You know, search warrants executed. No charges against the MAGA Bonnie and Clyde. But Paul Gosar said, keep up what you're doing, talking about the January 6th, the planning of January 6th, and there'll be a blanket pardon in it for you for your prior crimes associated with hanging out with Steve Bannon and, you know, apparently misleading people as to what their Build the Wall donations might go to. Now, in clarity's sake, they did build like 3 miles of wall, and they raised $25 million, and the Bonnie and Clyde folks were not criminally charged. But Paul Gosar, he's up to his, you know, guilty white eyeballs. He was speaking at the Ellipse that day. He was the guy that, you know, it's time to kick ass, right? Paul Gosar, he was all ready to kick ass that day.
Yeah, he doesn't really come off in a really good light, no matter which way you look at the angle of what he's trying to say. He's really not that great of a person, I don't think. I'm just from the things I've seen of him, he didn't seem to be a really good guy.
Well, back to this polling just for a minute. Meanwhile, during a discussion about the attack, Rep. Andrew Clyde, Republican from Georgia, told the public that the violence they witnessed on their televisions for hours was really nothing more than normal tourist visit. Other Republicans have called it largely peaceful. Looking at you, Rojo. As it stands, the majority of Democrats, 88%, independents, 67%, support the probe. Republicans only support a probe by 48%. Well, I guess that's not even a majority. 48% of Republicans think they, you know, the investigation should happen. The rest just turn your back. You know, those are the right kind of violent people.
Well, maybe they just want to go and prosecute and, you know, throw them in jail without any investigation.
Well, here's a little bit more. A whopping 75% of television viewers even confessed that they watched the coverage on January 6th. 75%. That's probably better than the Super Bowl. Even Fox News Republicans said that they watched the Capitol attack coverage. 78%. Even OAN and Newsmax viewers watched the coverage. 78 and 79%. But the most concerning numbers for Republicans is that 75% of independents believe that Republican members either assisted or encouraged the organizers. Just shy of 80% of independents also see Republicans as allowing white supremacists to decide the direction of the Republican Party. What a fine group. Why not be associated with those fine people being led by the white supremacists? There's also a 75% of independent voters who agreed to this statement. Here's the statement. Donald Trump encouraged violence. While elected, Republicans stood idly by on January 6th against members of Congress and his own vice president to steal an election that Trump lost. Now elected Republicans are trying to rig election rules in states across the country to make it easier to successfully steal future elections. 75% of independents believe and agree with that statement. That same number also agreed that January 6th attack was the beginning of an extended campaign by Donald Trump and elected Republicans to ensure an extremist minority is overrepresented in our democracy to pass laws that ban abortion, give tax breaks to wealthy and big corporations, and ignore crises like the pandemic and climate change. And a majority of both Democrats and independents say that they would characterize the January 6th attack as a riot, insurrection, or a terrorist attack. I think now you're getting to the proper syntax. As the 2022 midterm elections approach, the January 6th Commission is desperately working to get a final report before November. The fear is that Republicans could take over Congress in 23 and would eliminate the investigation. No, I think it's more than a guess. They promised. A July piece from The Guardian claimed that GOP efforts to deny the attack were working because the diehard Trump supporters believed it was fake or even a false flag. Quote from a Fordham University professor, her name Monica McDermott. Right-wing media and some Republicans, including Republicans in the Senate and House, are trying to make it seem as though what was a siege on the Capitol was not actually a siege on the Capitol. We all saw it. We saw them breaking down doors. We saw our members of Congress running for cover and trying to get away. We saw Mike Pence being shuttled out of the chamber. All those frightening things that we saw happen are now being denied or being laid at the feet of Antifa or the FBI or some other source, which just seems, at this point, ludicrous. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. It's the 4 o'clock Happier Happy Hour. The 420 break's coming up. We'll be back in a bit. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789. Got to get our heads right. We'll be right back with you.
Just remember, what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
It's no big deal.
Now you're going to believe me or your lying eyes.